On the Bread Show. My name is Ryan Rozelle. We made it to our goal. Thank you so much for everyone who donated to CITR's fund drive. We're still stacking up the chips, but I think the last estimate I heard is 32,700 and something, and we think it's going to be even a bit higher than that. So thank you so much. We'll have new boards in the studio finally, because we really, really need them. Basically, Studio B is no longer usable, I would say, for anything that you'd actually like to broadcast. So thank you. Thank you very much. In other news, coming out of the Vatican, Pope Francis of Argentina has been chosen to be the figurehead of pedophilia and embezzlement. So congratulations to you, Pope Francis. May you have many long years, and I hope you also don't quit. So I'm sure there was a lot of beef between popes who are running, or I guess wannabe popes. Too many wannabe popes. They probably had a lot of beef. And in other news, international beef, almost as important as the beef between popes. Riff Raff, who is the silliest, I would say the silliest figure in popular culture right now. There's a few contenders, but I'm gonna go with Riff Raff. And James Franco have beef because James Franco apparently stole his style. So normally on the Butt on the Bread Show, I don't like to start with hip-hop because I have to advise people to tune out if they have sensitive ears or young children tuning in. But I just want to play this song so bad. It's so funny that I'm going to start with that. Basically, James Franco dressed up like Riff Raff for some movie I don't really know, but Riff Raff just dropped this song, Rap Game, James Franco, and it's a pretty awesome tune. He also, there's another really silly line. Oh, it's not actually him, but in his other, in his song Sleepless in Seattle, Versace Baby Rattle, there's another rapper in there who's like, should I make it rain or pay my mama's rent? And I just think that's the funniest dilemma that anyone could ever have. You know, do I throw this money onto the ground or into a crowd of people, or do I use it to support my mother? It's a hard, hard life being a gangster rapper. You're just faced with these really, really tough decisions that would just keep me up at night. So, yes, without further ado, there's a warning, I must say. These next two songs, I'm going to play another rap song after that by Mr. Young Braised, contain foul language. So if you are sensitive to that type of thing, you can tune out now. This is not your... I mean, it is your very typical rap, but at the same time, I think it's quite humorous. And this song's all about Riff Raff being the rap game, James Franco. Okay, that's enough said for now. So without further ado, this is Mr. Riff Raff on the Butter on the Bread Show on 101.9 FM CITR with his song Rap Game, James Franco.
Directed, remixed, chopped, and stewed by Chop Stewie Kubrick.
Stop through desert, sounds bell steak sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester, the way y'all chase cheddar. Don't stop through desert, sounds bell steak sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester, the way y'all chase cheddar.
First out the gate, windows gon' break. License on plate, detachable tailgate. Substance abuse, views off the rules. Don't get confused, born to rock jewels. Body by day, never was told. Skin of sand, soul of gold. Sleep out the short milk, millions were sold. Watch me flip water like a surfboard. Name was health, Sachi on belt.
Gazza. Salisbury steak sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester. The way y'all chase cheddar. Non-stop through desert. Salisbury steak sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester. The way y'all chase cheddar.
I'm a game changer, lane changer. Make it rain in the elevator. Don't care, rock the alligator. Over there, pockets hella paper. Chase bankrolls, all over town thankful. Price right, life's like living up with the angels. So fly, so high, bow tie, wrapped on a neck, throw cash.
Throw a fast puff pass, purple grass, yup.
Spend a whole check on a Rolex. I don't give a fuck, I'ma go next. I don't do lines, I don't wait around, yo, I'm too high. Where the bills at? Got the bills hat. Louis V duffel, I'ma feel that. Back with Riff Raff, we just killed that.
Kill that. Don't stop through desert. Sounds better, stay sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester. The way y'all chase cheddar. Don't stop through desert. Sounds better, stay sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester. The way y'all chase cheddar. Don't stop through desert. Sounds better, stay sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester. The way y'all chase cheddar. Don't stop through desert. Sounds better, stay sweater. They figured I was kin to Chester. The way y'all chase cheddar.
Directed by Stewie Kubrick.
Laser discussions. Hey yo, it's Young Braced. If your girl misbehaves, I send her home with a tongue glaze. No Krispy Kreme, just stone cold chillin', sippin' Listerine. Just met with Steve at the Cold Stone Creamery. Got stone cold cause I had a couple treats with me. Where my dogs at? I had at least a couple breeds with me. Like an hour ago, or a minute or so ago. But I lost track, on my way to Oswego. Off we go, skippin' to the breakwater. Water break and I'm fresher than a newborn baby daughter. Fuck swagging, I'm swaddling, modeling. Tears dripping down like a maudlin. Blame it all on the Modi. Sipping Unibrew, staying coolie cool, cause the flow's heat. Rainforest Cafe, when I sip the Java, or when I script it. Sticking to the script, bitch. Wrote it all while listening to Misfits. Homie close to Tiny Dancing, what the plan is? Well, gotta find me my pants is that fine with the plants and the hashes. Cook a nice verse up, never vice versa. Leaning in the yard is much nicer than a versa. Until the day they roll the hearse up, we gon' stay rolling all the perp up. Low pan. Until the day they roll the hearse up, we gon' stay rolling all the perp up. Low pan. Until the day they roll the hearse up, we gon' stay rolling all the perp-pop. Lopez.
Out of Vancouver, that is Mr. Young Braced. His name's James Bowman, I think. He's a good lad. And he's playing March 23rd at Fortune Sound Club with the laptop DJ Kitty Pride and... actually, we just finished making an advertisement for it, and I can play it for you right meow. This is, Kitty Pride at Fortune on March 23rd. I'll just play the PSA.
Saturday, March 23rd at Fortune Sound Club. Kitty Pride, a rare unicorn rapper traipsing across the rainbows of the blogosphere with special guests Young Braced, Lady Friend, and DJ Woe Bangs. Tickets available at High Life, Zulu, DIPT, Red Cat, and Beat Street. Sponsored by CITR.
Rap game, Taylor Swift, 45 on my hip, and I'll lift up a switch up hip hop with a riff dap if no downloads, cause I am not gifted.
Yeah, you should check that out. I actually, when I was making that PSA, I had to find that song off YouTube, and then I went down the rabbit hole on YouTube a little bit, as you know, it happens. They just make it so easy with all those fun videos on the side, and that's how I found out about the Riff Raff is in that song by Kitty Pryde, and then somehow got linked to Rap Game James Franco, which was the first song that I played by Mr. Riff Raff. And there's some other guy in that music video. I didn't listen to it all the way through, and I was kind of disappointed. That guy sucked. But But Riff Raff, you should check him out. He's got probably 50 music videos. The Nardwar interview with him is really great as well. He must have like $20,000 or something. He just like drops it on the ground. Yeah, thoroughly silly. And yeah, so you can see Young Braze at Fortune. Also, when I was on Young Braze's SoundCloud, there's like you might also like, and the two other recommendations after Young Braze were The New Yorker and Alicia Keys. So if you like The New Yorker or Alicia Keys, you probably also like Young Braze. Next, this is a band out of Montreal. They just Doldrums. It's one fella. But yeah, he just signed Arbutus Records, and this is his new album, Lesser Evil, and the song Anomaly. And then I'm going to play another Montreal band by the name of Tops. So stay tuned. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and this is the Butter on the Bread Show.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Tuesday, March 19th at the Prop House Cafe, CITR presents Taking Turns Music, a local showcase that gives emerging talent an opportunity to share the stage with more established artists. For more information, please visit takingturns.ca.
I love you.
Okay, and we're back. Sorry, it kind of cuts out at the end. That album, the entire album, which is Sugar Glider by Rennie Wilson, his new album out of Edmonton, is meant to be played continuously, so the songs sort of transitioned into each other, and I have the CD set up to only play that track. But yeah, that is the third track off his album, Could Have It Been Me. It was just a fantastic disco album. I love the description on the back. I'll only read the very last line of it. You'll find yourself crying Vaseline tears of self-pity on the dance floor. It's just a great, there's a lot of like saxophone in it, and just nice synthy four on the floor disco. Yeah, that was just a nice Canadian pop set before Mr. Rennie Wilson. You heard Hooves, which is actually a bunch of lovely ladies from CITR, and they just released their first full EP, Dear Nevada, and that was the song Moves Like Katy. I always want to say Moves Like Katy Perry for some reason every time I see I write down the title of that song. Before that, out of Montreal, you heard Tops. That album came out last year, I think, Tender Opposites. It came out last February, and that was the song Double Vision. And we started things off with a new song out of Montreal by Doldrums. It is, I confirmed it, one fella who runs that band. I can't remember his name, but that is his new album, Lesser Evil, and the song was Anomaly. So yes, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. We just are about 5 minutes past the half hour. I will be here then for 25 more minutes for all of you mathematicians out there. Yes, up next we're gonna go into a more garagey set. Oh, nice. This band that I'm about to play has had one of the greatest impacts on me musically ever. This is one of the first concerts I ever saw where that really, really changed my perception of rock and roll music, especially, and just like what a show, you know, the significance of seeing music live. And this band is the Monotonics. They are an Israeli band. They've broken up about 2 years ago, but they were on tour for like 5 years. They just left Israel and were just like, yeah, I guess we're not going to go back there for a while, and just drive around being the craziest band ever. There's just like all these pictures of them. They crowd surf while drumming. And I remember when I saw them at Bumper Shoot, the lead guitarist had his guitar cord duct taped into his guitar, and was just, he was soloing, crowd surfing, and like tumbling around in the audience. They sort of tricked Bumper Shoot by setting up on stage, and I think beforehand Bumper Shoot had been like, we know you like to set things on fire and empty out trash cans, so no. And then right before they started playing, they just picked everything up, pretty minimal, like just like the drum set was just a snare drum, a kick drum, and a hi-hat, and they just pushed everything off the stage into the crowd, and just like set up in the center of the crowd, and just started performing. The lead singer took the microphone and climbed up on this wall and put the microphone in between his butt cheeks, and after I think it was only 8 minutes, they must have only played four songs, Bumper Shoot killed the power, the lights went off, and everyone had to leave because they were just too gnarly. So yeah, you should check it out. That's actually the first video that comes up when you Google them, is them at Bumper Shoot in 2008. But apparently their South by Southwest shows were even crazier. There's pictures of them playing the drums while the drums are on fire. Just an incredibly energetic and amazing band to see live. That is the Monotonics. This is their second full album, Where Were You When It Happened, and the song Set Me Free. And then after that, we got some Fiddler and some Dead Ghosts coming up. So stay tuned to 101.9 FM CITR. I'll also just mention again that we reached our fund drive goal, so thank you to everyone who donated. And without further ado, this is Set Me Free by the Monotonics. Have you ever lost the name of sin? That is the Silver Skeleton Band off of their album Cat Scratch Jazz, and that was Jangle Bell Blues was the name of that track. Before that, you heard another Vancouver band, the Dead Ghosts, with their single... what was that called? I'll get back to you on that. I wrote Dead Ghosts under the song title. I just found it. I was going to play a song from their 2010 album, and then they released that song 10 days ago. So take that. before that was... Jeez, I blew the playlist here. Oh, the Monotonics Fiddler. Dope Doers from California. And before that was the Monotonics, Israeli... crazy touring chaotic rock garage band. Okay, I'm running out of time and I have three songs left I want to play, so I'm just going to hop right into this. This is LaBerge, and you can catch him today at Tropical Love Connection at the Biltmore. And yeah, the music kind of speaks for itself. It's a very different note from that last set, so I hope that you enjoy.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Yeah, be sure to check out the Parts Unknown show, a personal favorite CITR show of mine, and also the first show I ever went on. That was LaBerge. He's playing tonight at Tropical Love Connection with CITR's very own DJ B, Brad, the hardest worker in the underground game. We had a meeting today, and that guy is a trooper. And that was LaBerge's song Babe, and they're also playing with DJ Wobangs and Bass Goth as usual. So I think I only have time for one more song, but it is it's a good one. So at on Friday we celebrated the finale of our fun drive, and there was a silent auction in which you could bid on various prizes, and I had my dear little heart set on one, and I won it. So on May 10th for their final show, I will be going on stage with the Apollo Ghosts and singing the song of my choice. That's a surprise, but I also won a 7-inch by them. And so I'm going to play that. This is their new 7-inch Night Witch. But yeah, they're playing May 10th at the Rio with Beelines, Watermelon, and Diane. And that will be a show for the ages, people. If you don't have plans, if you do have plans, cancel them. And if you don't have plans, consider them made, because this is going to be not because I'm going to be up on stage, which I actually like. I kind of feel bad about. I more than like practicing singing the song or dancing, I'm going to have to practice my apology speech of like, yeah, sorry, if there was a wanker up on stage singing at the Apollo Ghost last show, I'd be mad too. Sorry about that. And then do it. Okay, anyways, the hour is about to end. Snow Whale is up next. You've been tuned into the Butter on the Bread show on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm going to play for you one of the best bands in Vancouver, and one of my favorite bands of all time, the Apollo Ghosts, off their new 7-inch Night Witch, and they are breaking up. So be sure to catch them and me, May 10th, that's LaBerge, May 10th at the Rio Theater. Long live the Ghosts. All right. I know as soon as I start talking, it's going to start playing, but, there we go. There we go. Oh, dang it. Okay, hold on a second. It's going to start playing. But yes, I'd like to repeat that. The Apollo Ghosts are playing at the Rio Theater May 10th. Did I say March 10th? That is not a real day anymore, because it already happened May 10th at the Rio Theater. So you can't have the excuse that it's a school night. And it's only $8. They're such a good band. Landmark, their most recent full EP. Why isn't this playing? Their most recent EP is only $5. I mean, they're not making money. Okay, well, I guess this isn't gonna work. I'll try playing a different song of theirs. This is what happens when we're doing it live. This is Night Vision by the Apollo Ghosts, and hopefully it works. Immediately. Nope. Okay, I'm going over the hour. Yeah, in case you didn't hear the beginning of the show, they've selected a new Pope, Pope Francis. That's pretty exciting, don't you think? Okay, I'm gonna play it off the two Ubes, and that should work, certainly. I hope you enjoy Snow Whale.